Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me, little Mellencat, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Chad Moutre. Chad is chief economist for the NAM, National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. Chad, thanks again for being here. I'm not going to get any politics out of you, am I?
Well, we don't endorse any candidate, and this is kind of a crazy election.
Isn't it?
I'm going to punt on most of those questions.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to get anything out of you. All right, so let's move over. And let's talk about the global economy. How do you see the global economy shaping up right now?
Well, you know, the global. I think when we talked last time, manufacturers continue to see a lot of challenges abroad. Manufactured goods exports were down 6.1% last year. So far through the first quarter, they've been down 5.7%. And so, you know, the global environment still is much shakier than we would like. You know, when you look around the world, actually the U.S. looks pretty good in that environment, and that, that's saying something. You know, as you know, the big story that's happening right now is obviously the British vote that's going to be taking place on June 23rd.
Whether to leave the EU or not.
They're only there from an
economic standpoint. They have not joined the currency. They've maintained their currency.
That's right.
Whereas most of the other members are the Italians and the Spanish and the French and the Germans, they got rid of their lira and Deutsche Marks and francs and assumed the EU, but England did not.
England never really wanted to give up the pound. They wanted to keep that national identity, and that's a large part of the debate now as well. I think polls have certainly tightened, and there actually have been polls which have suggested that the people who want to leave are actually in the lead. Now we'll see if that happens.
Yeah,
and it's maintained moving into next week.
What would be the implications if they leave? Because we had this scenario a year or two ago with Greece, and I never believed that Euro folks ever cared anything about Greece. They just kept them in the EU because they didn't want to establish a track record or a path or a precedent for someone to exit, but now with Great Britain, it's a double whammy, right? Somebody, they might leave and take away a major member.
That's right, and I think the process, if they do vote to leave, which I actually don't think that they will, I'll say that up front.
Interesting.
But if they do vote to leave, it begins the process of divorce, and that'll be messy.
Don't you think that over a 3 to 5 year period, maybe less? If Great Britain leaves, that the EU will ultimately disband?
Well, you'll have other countries that want to leave, a lot of other conservative-leaning countries like Denmark and others that'll say, well, if the UK isn't here, I might want to leave as well.
But in the unwinding, look at the financial support the EU central bank has provided in becoming a central bank with some of the same tools and policies that the Fed has done over here, they've done over there to prop up Greece, to prop up Portugal and Spain, etc., some of the different banks. The unwinding of all that could be globally disastrous, couldn't it?
I agree. I think that, you know, from our perspective, we obviously are not part of Europe, but in the United States, but Europe accounts for 20% of our exports. They're an important market. We want a strong Europe because they buy a lot of our products. And just the uncertainty that's created by that, not just in Europe, but around the world.
But overlay the terrorism impact of all that, too. The Islamic influence in Europe is very high right now.
And that's playing into some of the populist rhetoric.
I don't mean regarding
the Brexit. Yes,
I don't mean to conflate Islam with terrorism, but there are a lot of radicals over there that are, we know about them. This could be a dangerous thing. The implications of Great Britain leaving the EU could be huge, couldn't they?
They could, and as we said, that certainly is playing into the overall debate. I think largely the debate at least began with people not appreciating Brussels and the regulations and taxes that were coming from Brussels.
Right.
They didn't like the central government. Again, they didn't like being beholden to regulations that were coming out of Europe. But as this debate has wound down, you've had a lot of other issues like immigration and others that have really dominated the conversation.
Right.
And it really has split the Conservative Party in Britain in half.
But in 10 days or so, we'll know, won't we?
We'll see if pragmatism wins the day. We had a similar vote with Scotland about a year and a half or so ago,
yep.
and in the end, Scotland voted to stay in. So we'll see if a similar trend
holds.
It'll
be interesting. Hey, Chad, good job today. Good report. Come back soon.
Thanks.
Keep up the good work. Chad Buttrey, ladies and gentlemen, NAM.org. Check out his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.